Hello and welcome to Business at City Watch. I'm Michael, your host. We're going to be talking about all things business. And we remind you, of course, to join us on YouTube at Business at City Watch. Give us that like, give us that thumbs up so that the people know that we're doing some good work out there. We're talking with Frederick Dudek, his creation called Creating Business Superfans, and talking about some of the things involved in that. Frederick, thank you so much for being with us on Business at City Watch.
Michael, thank you for the invitation. I'm excited to contribute to your audience.
One of the things that you talk about in the information that we went over is having business turn their website visitors into superfans. First, let's talk about this. How do you get them to your website to begin with? What's the strategy behind that?
The strategy behind getting people to websites is creating engaging content and getting them to resonate with the information that you've got. And of course, you know, using search engine optimization and all those kind of tools, including, you know, videos and things like that. Videos is really great to have somebody hang on to the site for a few minutes, and then that gives you an opportunity for them to read more of the website and go from there.
How did you get involved in this? What gave you the spark that said, I can do this and I want to let other people know that I can do this?
Well, it's creating business superfans is really about converting customers, employees, and complementary businesses into brand advocates. I call them business superfans. And having been in sales for about 40 years now, on a global perspective, I had customers that became my referrals and in turn collapsed the sales cycle because they in turn referred me to business that was ready to buy from me.
Okay. I want to go into that a little bit further. I think what we'll do is we'll take our first break and then we will come right back to that. Hello, thank you for listening to Business at City Watch. I remind you, of course, that we're also on YouTube channel at Business at City Watch. Please give us that like, give us that thumbs up. Let the YouTube people know that you appreciate what we're doing. Thanks. We are back with Business at City Watch. We're talking with Frederick Dudek, and we were talking about getting people to your websites. Later on, we're going to turn them into business superfans, but he has something out right now called Creating Business Superfans, and we were talking about how you got started in this and how it turned into quite the business cycle for you, yes?
Correct, yes. Over the years, you know, in my sales approaches, one of the things that I did was with my is build relationships with the prospective customers that I was dealing with. And helping them achieve their aspirations and their business goals, and that in turn collapsed the sales cycle because we didn't get involved into whether the thing was blue, green, orange, turned right or turned left. We talked about business objectives and how the tools that I was presenting at that point in time would help them achieve those business objectives. So you get out of the the nitty-gritty and you focus on the bigger picture.
Now, how do you go into that? Do you approach a person and say, I know that what you want to do is, you know, gain 10 new sales leads or something, or get 2 new fans out to your website? How do you approach that? Is that an one-size-fits-all situation, or do you tailor that to each individual?
It's tailored to each individual. I mean, one of the things that you want to do is you want to create your own ideal customer avatar. In most cases, you probably need a couple different avatars based upon the audiences or audience that you're going after. And then you cater your messaging for that specific avatar.
Okay, and how do you determine that? Is it a matter of just talking with the customer, or do you have a certain model with regard to the type of business they're in, or how does that work?
Well, it works if you're looking at a particular let's look at an example that would be let's say I'm a manufacturing company and I am looking to improve the audience that I'm looking to attract to get more business because I make widgets. And so I'm looking to formulate messaging that compels that visitor to the site, for example, that I can solve their problem, I can help them get their product or whatever they want to the market, and we look at creating a collaborative partnership and go from there.
Okay, so basically you work with them as a partner as opposed to just an advisor, yes?
Correct.
Okay, and does that get into a situation where people and you actually form separate entities, or is this just something that you do in order to help them achieve their goals?
Well, for example, right now I've worked with a interpreting and translation company, okay? And one of the things that we did is we took a look at what their online messaging was. We completely revamped their website twice in the last 2 years. We looked at the target audience that we were looking at to get more inbound activity, and I helped them grow the business in the last year by $800,000, and that's documented because of the fact that we changed the approach, we changed the messaging, we changed our customer onboarding process, and we created super fans of our customers. And more importantly, we also create super fans of our team members, the employees of the company. And we've also got complementary businesses that help us feed us opportunities as well.
Okay. That sounds like a good place to break. I'm going to come back and we'll go further into super fans. And we'll do that right after this.
Business at City Watch, the program that takes you through the ins and outs of business. If you'd like to start a business of your own, let us know at 310-291-2790.
Okay, we are back with Frederick Dudek, and we're talking about, among other things, creating superfans from the author of the book, Creating Business Superfans. Before we took break, we were talking about taking the people who are basically web visitors to you, who then hopefully become clients, and then turning that situation into a super fandom. In other words, people who are not only talking about your business and talking about how you've helped them, but actually help create other people, who actually interest other people in becoming fans of yours. Is that right?
Yeah, basically, they become your sales force. So super fans, think of it as a sales force, a team of a sales force. Imagine having your customer base, okay, so let's say you've got a business, let's say has, well, keep it simple, 300 customers. And a third of that, 100 customers, are super fans and promoting your business to all their friends, family, and acquaintances that they have. What would happen to that business? It would explode, right?
Absolutely.
And that's really it. And that goes into, you know, one of the things I talk about is to create that. It starts with the culture of the company. So, because, you know, you get people to the website and they contact, then what happens when they have that contact? So you have to have a team that's motivated. So you have to have super fans within your employees that love the company that they're working. They're excited about who they are, and that comes across when they talk with the prospective customer. So that's where it all starts, and then that customer comes on board. Then the onboarding, that's really when the sale begins, is the onboarding process, because that's really when you're building the relationship with that customer, and that's where you have the opportunity to convert that customer into a super fan. And now they start telling their people, and it just continues.
Okay, so what do you then tell your people or yourself, whoever is going to be relaying the message? How do you relay this message to your web visitors who are now clients to turn them into superfans? What do you say? Do you say, hey, I'm going to do this or that, or you've seen the kind of work I can do, tell other people? How do you get the customer, the client, then to say, hey, I'm going to tell as many people as possible about this?
It's delivering above and beyond. It's providing excellent service. It's following up, staying engaged, and more importantly, saying thank you. And we appreciate working with you, and we look forward to, you know, continuing to help you achieve, it goes back to what I said earlier, about helping that business achieve their goals. That's, you know, that's at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, helping them be successful. If they're successful, they'll make sure you're successful.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about that, and we're going to get to that a little bit later, but just at the beginning of this, we talk about what is the power of thank you. And in the last couple of minutes, let's try and cover this so that people get an idea on what you actually mean by that. How much power is there in thank you, and how do you phrase it so that you get the ultimate power out of it?
Well, it's I look at it as it's simple. One of them is just that, you know, thank you for the opportunity to have, you know, Let's back up a second. First off, if you're bidding on something, you want to be able to say, thank you for the opportunity to have bid on this project. Now, once you get that project, you thank them for getting the project. As an example, I coached a construction company, you know, home remodeler. And so one of the things that they did is they went, you know, they got a bid. They thanked them for the opportunity to bid. Once they got the bid, they sent them a thank you for selecting us. And more importantly, here's what's going to happen over the next, let's say, 90 days that it's going to take us to do this particular remodeling. So you also set the expectation for people. You take photographs of the project, because they probably didn't. And then once you complete the project, you send a thank you for the opportunity to complete. You send them, incorporate the photographs of the project. So now, You've given them the tools. So, you know, let's say it's Mary, who you remodeled her kitchen and bathroom. Now she has photographs that she can show her friends, because they're all going to come into the house and go, man, this is fantastic. And she can say, oh, remember how it looked like? And everybody's going to say, no. Well, here, let me show you these photos. And now Mary is a super fan because she's promoting that construction company.
Okay, so you have tangible proof that they can work with that makes them look good at the same time you look good. Yeah, I understand that.
Same thing is when they're happy and you're done. You know, I tell people, take your smartphone out and record a video right then and there. Mm-hmm. Get a video testimonial. Then you can post that up onto your website, on your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And there's no better salesperson than a happy customer promoting your business.
Absolutely. Well, Frederick, as with all good things, we've managed to run out of time on this. For those who would like to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
Best thing is to go to businesssuperfans.com.
All right. Frederick Dudek of Creating Business Superfans, we thank you so much for being with us on Business at City Watch. And we remind you to remember to believe in yourself. If you don't, no one else will.